Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A clear and sunny day across much of Israel, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Expect cooler breezes along the coast in Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel-Lebanon talks extended an extra day as deal on IDF withdrawal remains elusive, according to the Times of Israel earlier this hour. Also, the UN has suspended the ship escort operation in Hormuz after an attack, as reported by Walla in the past hour. Also this hour, under pressure from Trump, the Senate backtracks on Iran war powers vote, says JNS from earlier today. Separately, the Netanyahu-Trump alliance reaches its breaking point, reports Forward from earlier today. And finally, five kids, a wild life, and zero regrets. Nomi Kaltman's story at 34, covered by Australian Jewish News just a short time ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24NEWS English reports that Gazelle Sharmad expressed disbelief over Iran's shift from Operation Epic Fury to a memorandum of understanding with its adversaries, posting just minutes ago. Emirati strategist Amjad Taha stated earlier today that the UAE is safer for Jews than Britain, highlighting rising anti-Semitism in the UK and promoting coexistence in the Gulf. Avi Kanner, a commentator, posted 2 hours ago urging Israeli and Lebanese negotiators towards a peaceful and prosperous agreement for both nations. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Israel-Lebanon talks, the Times of Israel informs us that negotiations have been extended as both sides struggle to finalize an IDF withdrawal agreement. Progress has been made, yet key differences remain unresolved. The outcome could significantly influence regional stability. Turning to the UN's decision in Hormuz, Walla reports that security concerns have halted the ship escort operation. This follows a recent attack that raised the need for reassessment of safety measures. The implications for global shipping and energy markets are considerable. Meanwhile, JNS highlights the Senate's reversal on Iran war powers due to President Trump's influence. The initial resolution sought to remove U.S. forces, but pressure led to its rejection. This development could affect America's strategic involvement in the region. The foreword discusses the strained Netanyahu-Trump alliance. Long considered a cornerstone of Israeli foreign policy, recent tensions suggest a shift in bilateral relations. Changes could impact Israel's diplomatic positioning. Finally, Australian Jewish News shares Nomi Kaltman's inspiring story. Despite the chaos of raising five kids, she finds purpose and joy in her vibrant life. Her story resonates with many balancing family and ambitions. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israeli hacker Michael Kadar has been extradited to the U.S. He faces federal charges for targeting Jewish institutions. This case underscores international cooperation in cybersecurity enforcement. Separately, Israel Hayom Business details the development of Ramat Peak in Be'er Sheva. The new neighborhood aims to attract professionals and families, boosting the city's growth and economic vitality. And finally, from Globes, Qatar's stake in Volkswagen is delaying a deal with Rafael. This impacts plans to convert a plant into a production line, highlighting the complexities of international business relations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.